Hey, Matt Rothschild here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Last segment for the day. I'm joined by Angela Lang of Block. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the environment in this last section. If you want to join the conversation, 855-752-4842. Of course, you can call up and talk about Tommy Thompson or talk about Trump or talk about Liz Cheney, anything you want to talk about. But just yesterday, my wife and I went to Devil's Lake. First time we've been at Devil's Lake in a long time. And we had a great time. I was watching the, you know, I'm a bird watcher. I was watching the osprey circling. I was watching the turkey vultures. I was listening to the cedar waxwings and just had a great time. It just reminded me what tremendous natural resources we have.
Yeah.
Really jewels we have in our state parks and county parks here in Wisconsin. And one of the biggest differences between, you know, the Harris campaign and the Trump campaign is what they do for the environment. And Biden was talking about that in Westby earlier today. Mm-hmm. But it's really true. I mean, you know, Trump is still doing drill, baby, drill, which is horrifying.
Yeah.
And yet we have Harris here who's talking about preserving more of our public lands and protecting our national wildlife refuges and not selling them off to the oil and gas industry, which is what Trump would do. So anyway, I'm just wondering what your favorite state park or county park is, where you'd like to go.
Yeah. So I say this as a proud board member of the Milwaukee Parks Foundation, and understanding how access to green space or parks or, you know, clean drinking water and things like that all have an effect on our mental health, right? I went to Riverside University High School in Milwaukee on the east side, and right behind our school was Riverside Park, and we had our track and everything, but then there was also a path. We always called it like the woods. I don't know if it was called anything else, but you'd go off of the track and there's kind of a wooded area and there's a river, and it was very serene for me to go there in the mornings before class started and things like that. And you know, I also think about, I cheated on Wisconsin a little bit, but please don't hold it against me. I went to Chicago for my birthday last month and stayed at a friend's house. We love her. Thanks for hosting us. But she had access. There was like a beach right behind, and I swam in Lake Michigan.
How cold was it?
It was beautiful. Really? I stayed out there for hours. It was also a very hot weekend. It was kind of like 90s plus. But there wasn't any gunk on it. It didn't smell funky. I could see down. It was the clearest I'd ever seen a different side of Lake Michigan. And I remember kind of looking around, kind of just floating and just kind of looking up. And I was like, is this what peace is? We need to protect this. And everybody, no matter where you live or your zip code, should have access to our earth and our planet, and it needs to be protected for future generations.
Yeah, Devil's Lake was real clear yesterday. My son went swimming. I was too chicken, but he went in and had a good time out there. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of gunk in the lakes in Madison. I mean, the Madison lakes are kind of nasty right now, and we got to clean those up. But yeah, this difference on the environment between Biden and Harris.
Yeah.
Is about as dramatic. Well, a lot of issues are dramatic, but this is just another one.
I also think it comes down to like priorities and investments. And I think it just goes more and more on brand that people like Trump would rather sell out our national resources and our beautiful resources for a quick buck, right? The same way he always is in the interests of businesses and things like that. But now he's also trying to almost like profitize and privatize our most basic resources versus the Harris campaign wanting to actually protect that. So I think it's just another level of how this con man, businessman, basically is trying to capitalize and profit off of our most basic treasured resources instead of trying to protect and defend them.
And it's part of a real far-right ideology that we've been fed over the last couple of decades, that everything private is good and everything public is bad. And we can't let them get away with that. I mean, we need to defend our public goods. We need to defend our community goods. And what are public goods or community goods? Public libraries, public parks. I mean, there's a lot out there that we, public lands, that we deserve to have kept in public hands. Horicon Wildlife Refuge, Wyalusing State Park. I mean, these are gems.
Yeah.
And to, you know, allow you know, drilling or fracking around Wyalusing State Park is crazy.
Yep.
And selling off rights to some of these public properties is crazy, too.
I think that there is something to be said about how people talk about public goods and the dog whistle behind it, right? Because when something is accessible to the public, including Black and brown folks, historically marginalized folks, low-income folks, then it becomes a problem, right? People want to privatize whatever because they want to make it inaccessible to low-income folks and that they feel that they should have exclusive access and rights and privilege to a public good because they somehow think that they have made it in life, so they are the only ones that should have access to it. And those dirty, you know, kids that go to public school, how dare they, you know, how dare we share the same space, unfortunately? And I say that as a proud public Milwaukee Public Schools graduate, understanding how this divide on public goods is really kind of just like an extra dog whistle. Who goes to public schools? Who's able to attend some of these things? And I think it's a quiet dog whistle. You know, we've seen some dog whistles that are now bullhorns, but I think it's interesting how people talk about public goods, though.
Yeah, and we need to come back to the idea that we deserve these things.
Yeah.
Not we're entitled to these, like it's an entitlement that we're spoiled little brats, but we deserve great public schools. We deserve
clean air,
water, recreational places. I heard a study that said even 5 or 10 minutes a day in a park is so much better for your health than not going out there.
Does wonders for my mental health, I'll tell you that. Especially in years like this when there's so much, you know, craziness happening. Absolutely.
Yeah, we need those things to clear our air and get back to nature even briefly. And
yeah,
the places to do it. And in Wisconsin, we're lucky to have a lot of them.
Yeah.
And we'd have fewer and fewer under a Trump administration. Yet another reason why we've got to get Harrison Walz over the finish line here, and also a Democratic Congress and a Democratic legislature here in Wisconsin. So I want to thank you, Angela, for being with me today. Angela Lang of Block. I want to thank our guests, Peter Barca, Caitlin Henderson. Thank Maggie Dawn for letting me be behind the mic. I want to thank Jess in the booth for helping us out.
Hey, Jess.
It's been a lot of fun.
Welcome.
So have a nice day, and let's get it done on November 5th. Take care.